Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Adar. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Hello, Rabbi Herman. Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be back on this call. It was a wonderful experience the last time that I had these chus. I had the privilege of leading this Tehillim call, both in the time that we spent together and in the buzz I felt afterwards of joining together with members of Klal Yisrael from all over this country to recite, to share in words of chizuk, of inspiration, and to daven together. I received quite a few calls after our phone call, and that just continued the good feeling. So I thank you so much, Reb Naftali, for this opportunity. I wanted to share a quick thought ahead of our sharing words of tefillah, of prayer together. So this time of year is a very special one, and especially this year. We're between Purim and Pesach. Not to get anyone nervous, but Pesach is coming up. But aside from Purim and Pesach, just in where we are in world history, we are now coming back around again to the time of year when last year this whole COVID thing really started and really started to affect us in a real way. I remember last year, this time of year, the Sunday after Purim, is the time when we here in Atlanta, in our community, got together. The Rabbanim had been speaking for a long time, and we decided it was time to close the shul. It was the Sunday after Purim. I remember this very clearly. Everyone remembers these events from last year, but personally, I was ending my year of saying Kaddish for my father's Zichrono Livracha, and I had about a week left. And as being a part of the leadership team, I knew that shacharis, that tefillah, Sunday morning, was going to be the last time I said Kaddish for my father during that year, falling about a week or two short of what I had thought was going to be the case. It was a very powerful davening. It was a very powerful time. It was a powerful time for the world. And then when it hits home, and when shuls were closed and people's lives were totally altered, that's when you really got the feeling that there was something big, something powerful happening. It's been a year. At the beginning, there was a lot of Mashiach talk, if you'll recall. A lot of people were talking about how, you know, such an unusual happening, unprecedented event, could only signal and herald something even bigger coming along. It was scary. It was exciting. And it was an incredible process. And it's amazing that it's been a year and we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel in Yirtzeh Hashem, with Hashem's help, with vaccinations. We've learned how to deal with it more, how to continue life as best we can, even with the restrictions upon us. But there's also a certain feeling of fatigue. That's what I want to address for a moment. There's like a little fatigue out there, I believe. There was Zoom fatigue with our, method of online learning and communication. And then there's just overall COVID life fatigue. things are kind of schlepping on. But what I want to note is that even with this fatigue setting in, we should not let go of that feeling that we felt so powerfully last year, in the beginning of this past crazy year, that something big is happening, that Mashiach is on the way. I don't just mean the obligation we have to recognize and to hope for Mashiach each and every day. What I mean is something slightly different. We recently, we've been hosting an incredible series in our shul, reviewing the 19 brachos of Shmona Esrei. Each and every week we cover a different bracha. We have a different speaker, mostly from out of town, an incredible set of international speakers. And we approach each bracha every week with a different speaker and a different perspective. One recent thought, we covered the bracha of Es Tzemach David, that the sprout of David, which is really the bracha that focuses most on the notion of the coming of Mashiach, of praying for Mashiach. And one incredible insight that I learned in the course of this program was the commentary of Rabbi Hirsch on that blessing. What's this idea of Es Tzemach David, Mehera Satzmiach, the sprout of David? We are davening that it should soon grow forth. It should soon sprout. What is this idea of the sprout? So when you think about the idea of a sprout, something sprouting up, it immediately conjures up an imagery of something creeping up, growing slowly. It gives a feeling that although we can't see it, we're praying for a redemption, a better world that is continually, we believe it's continually creeping up. He's coming. It's growing below the surface. But where is this creeping up coming from? Is it coming from the impact of incredible world events? Is it coming from something else? Here is Rav Hirsch's incredible insight in my words. There is an amazing difference between plants, animals, humans, and the world, in the words of Chazal, of our sages. There are different categories of existence. There's an inanimate object, a domain, a tzomeach, is plant life, chai, or animals, a daber, speaking being, that's human beings. There's many levels of difference. One difference is in the way in which they reproduce, the way in which they form the next generation. I'm referring to the way in which plants grow and the way in which plants reproduce, and the way in which animals and humans reproduce and form the next generation. With animals and humans, a medaber and a chai, humans and animals, there's a very specific way, very specific process in which the reproduction process happens. But what Rav Hirsch points out is that's not the case with plants. It's true that the most commonly identifiable way of reproduction is putting a seed in the ground. You have a seed that's produced by another plant, put it in the ground, you water it, you care for it, and it grows. That's one method. But there's another method. In fact, there are scores of methods. The Gemara talks about harkava, grafting. It's taking a shoot and putting it back into the ground. Not a seed, but an actual part of the plant itself, putting it back into the ground, and that will create a whole new plant, a whole new tzomeach. It's an incredible process, and it's due to the unique structure, the cellular structure of plants is such that any single part of a plant can, if done right, produce another plant. That's the unique nature of a tzemach, of a plant, of something in that realm of existence. The unique nature of a tzemach is that any single cell, any part of it can, if manipulated properly, can produce another plant. And I'm sure there are those in this call who understand that process from the scientific perspective better than I, but this is Rav Hirsch's interpretation and beautiful explanation of this bracha. My bracha of Es Tzemach David has never been the same since I learned this insight. And what we learn from here is when we say Es Tzemach David, when we talk about the idea of Mashiach coming, we can refresh and reorient ourselves to understand that there's not just one place where Mashiach is coming. There's not just one event, be it incredible, universal, national, be it religious. There's not just one thing that's going to bring Mashiach. Obviously, it's within the realm of serving Hashem. And there are a lot of different causes and movements that point to different things that can and will bring Mashiach. Different types of approaches in tshuva, in davening, in Shmiras Shabbos, in keeping Shabbos. And they're all true. And they're all true because the way in which Mashiach is going to come is from any good thing, any good deed that we are invested in. That is where Mashiach is going to come from. He's going to come from a myriad of cells of spiritual, raw spiritual power that comes from each and every one of us, and that can come from any mitzvah, any good deed, any good thought. This phone call, I have no doubt, this phone call, this daily phone call, is one of those cells that is going to herald, that's going to bring Mashiach, bring that slow redemptive process, bring redemption to the world. And so one thing that I want everybody to come away with, myself included, is that that chizuk, that inspiration, that refreshing notion that Mashiach is on his way. And where is he going to come from? He's going to come from you. And he's going to come from the words of tefillah that we share together in just a moment. And when you hang up and you go about your day and you make a bracha on the drink that's in front of you, that's where he's going to come from. And when you turn to your spouse or your children or your neighbor or your parents or your grandparents, and you're kind to them, and you perform chesed, limud haTorah, davening, that's each and every one of those actions, you are responsible for bringing him. And because you're responsible, I have the ultimate faith in you that he's coming, he's just around the bend. So, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we should take these words, commit them to action, and we will see that we'll see him coming, and we'll see the next stage in the world's growth very, very soon. So with that thought in mind, I want to proceed to the Tehillim part of this call. We're going to recite three chapters of Tehillim. The first one is chapter 23, and we'll recite it together, followed by Mishaberach and Achenu. Chapter 23 in Tehillim together. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor, Binos desha yabitzeini al me menuchos inahaleini. Nafshi yeshovev yancheini b'magu leitzedek ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geit salmoves lo iroro ki ato imodi. Shivtecho umish antecho heimo yenachamuni. Taroch v'fonai sholchon neget oreroi. Dishanto v'ashemen roshi kosi rizvoyo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yemei chayoi, v'shafti beveis Adonai l'orech yomim. Tehillim 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'ma'alos, Eisa einai el ha'orim me'ayin yovo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'oret. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum, velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecha. Yomom hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreach v'loilo. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And finally, Mishnah, Tehillim, Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos, mimamakim krasicha Adonai, Adonai shim'o v'koli, tihiyena oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo, Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imcha haslicha, v'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki veso nafshi, v'lid varo hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. Now I'll say Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing in the middle for you to insert names of people who need healing. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avor shekol hakahol mispalim ba'avuram. Bishkar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imalei rachamim alayhem, lahachalimam, ulrafosam, ulhachazikam, ulhachayosam, vishlach lehen mehera refuah shalema min ha-shamayim, lachol evarehem ulachol gideihem, v'soch shor choli Yisrael refuah ha-nefesh, refuah ha-guf, hashtra ba'adalov izman kariv, and amar amen. We'll now say Acheinu together. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara uveshivio, haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'ei mitzara l'yirvacha, umeafela l'ora, umishibud l'geula, hashra ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxbrenner, and bonus points for quoting Rav Hirsch. That's a good yak, always a deeply appreciate when we hear from those Rabbanim who came from Germany. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova for good, and may the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shalom Lubin of Congregation Shaya Ava Torah in Parsippany, New Jersey, with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.